Facing severe cuts in funding, Legal Aid of Arkansas is rearranging its organizational structure to continue to help low-income individuals and families in need of legal assistance. The reductions are a result of funding cuts to the Legal Services Corporation, the largest and the only nationwide organization that provides civil legal aid to low-income Americans. The corporation allocates money it receives from Congress by per capita poverty population among its 130 programs nationwide. Lee Richardson is the executive director of Legal Aid of Arkansas that is headquartered in Jonesboro.
They basically, in 2010, we were getting $1.7 million from the federal government, and our overall budget was closer to $3 million. In 2011, that was cut by 4.1% to $1.65 million, and in 2012, now it's been cut by an additional 14.9% to $1.4 million. We're anticipating another 9.3% cut in 2013. If something doesn't change right now, I think it's the Budget Control Act, it's the law of the land, and it requires a 9.3% cut in all domestic spending in 2013 unless something different happens between now and then. So that's what we have to plan for at this point. Overall, we're down 28% on our federal money from 2010 to 2013.
Legal Aid also faces cuts from Arkansas State Administration of Justice Fund, its second largest funding source. The state agency decreased its financial support to Legal Aid by 18%. A nonprofit organization, Legal Aid of Arkansas, provides civil legal assistance to low-income Arkansans free of cost. Americans have a right to counsel in a criminal case, but not civil cases. Hence, the mission of the nonprofit is to provide equal access to justice to Arkansans in need. To access Legal Aid services, potential clients can call a toll-free number, which through geo-routing connects them to the appropriate regional office. They are then screened for eligibility, conflict of interest, and case type. After qualifying, clients speak with a paralegal or an attorney, following which a work group gets together to assess the case and determine the kind of services Legal Aid will be able to provide. Case type priorities include powers of attorney, wills, disability and employment rights, problems with public benefits, domestic abuse, landlord-tenant disputes, and debt relief, among others. Richardson says the cutbacks in financial support have led to careful consideration regarding allocation of limited resources.
I would anticipate at this point that that would probably mean absent us doing some other things to try to make that up, which we will be trying to do, at least 600 individual clients, fewer that we will be able to serve. Right now, for every client that comes to our door and we actually are able to help, we have to turn one away because we simply don't have the resources to serve everybody. They come in and they qualify for our services and they have a legal problem with which we could assist them. And for everyone we're able to help fully, one person gets a level of assistance, whether it be brief services in the form of a legal advice or in the form of some kind of one phone call to a creditor or something of that nature, but that's not all they needed. That's just all we can provide them based upon our resources.
And despite these scant resources, the year 2011 saw close to 7,200 cases closed by Legal Aid attorneys, a record number for the nonprofit. Even then, the organization has had to lay off 8 attorneys, 5 paralegals, and 4 clerical staff members due to budget shortfalls since last year. And that's not all. Richardson says Legal Aid will also close down a couple of its 10 offices in the state to make best use of resources. Along with outreach locations in Batesville and Clarington, the organization has offices in Helena, West Helena, West Memphis, Jonesboro, Newport, Mountain View, Harrison, Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, and one at Arkansas Children's Hospital in Little Rock.
We will be closing down our Mountain View office. We're hoping to downsize a couple of other locations, but still try to get donated space from community officials and private attorneys where we'll have the same access as we've always had for the client community, just try to do things a bit differently. For example, we hope to close down our Fayetteville office and at the end of May and move it to Springdale to the Jones Center area. It'll be easier for us to interact with other agencies serving the same community, but we'll be more in the center of the client-eligible community in North West Arkansas, and we'll be, you know, between Rogers, Bentonville area and the Fayetteville area right in the middle, so hopefully it'll be better access for all our clients.
Legal Aid of Arkansas is also a key component of a medical legal partnership between Arkansas Children's Hospital, Walmart Stores Incorporated's legal department, and several other law firms. Another medical legal partnership Legal Aid has facilitated benefits low-income families and individuals in the Arkansas Delta. The nonprofit is also involved in the Justice for Arkansans program, under which it works with 8 AmeriCorps attorneys. These attorneys are recent law school graduates who dedicate nearly a year of their lives to serve people in need. Richardson says the initiatives will remain largely unaffected by budget cuts.
I think that nearly all of these programs and initiatives will continue because these are things that we're trying to do to be a bit more strategic and to use our, we've always tried to use our money wisely. So hopefully where we lose some of the individual representation, we'll be able to continue these initiatives to do things just a bit differently, but still reach more of the population, do more education outreach.
Legal Aid of Arkansas is one of the only 2 legal aid organizations in the state, the other being the Center for Arkansas Legal Services. The 2 serve different counties and their service areas don't overlap. According to Richardson, Legal Aid will look into financial resources it hasn't utilized before to continue to provide services to low-income Arkansans.
For example, there's money available for prisoner reentry type work. If we can tap into some of that money where we can have some projects where we're helping individuals that are released get back on the, you know, get back integrated back into the community successfully, and sometimes there's civil legal problems that keep them from being able to do that, then we're going to be trying to tap into that. There's money available now to assist veterans that hasn't necessarily been around before, so we're hoping to look for some partners in Northwest Arkansas, and there's some good partners out there at this point to try to have a holistic approach to serve that community.
In the end, Richardson says, much thought would have to be put into the type of cases Legal Aid decides to tackle.
We're looking for cases that will have a more systemic type impact. If we can represent one individual in a case that may be impacting 5,000 people or 10,000 people in a service area, if we get a favorable result, then we'll be spending more resources on that instead of just individual one-on-one cases, possibly.
On being asked what the overall impact of funding cuts to Legal Aid of Arkansas will be, Richardson had this to say.
Well, the backbone of justice in our country is the most humble among us is supposed to be the peer of the most affluent when they enter the courtroom, but that's not going to happen if they enter the courtroom without an attorney and the other side has an attorney, or if they enter the courtroom alone, and Arkansas is not very friendly to pro se litigants at this point, which means you're trying to represent yourself. So, you know, a lot of times they just don't go out and try to get the help that they may need and deserve, and as a result of that, they become disenfranchised. It's a stress on the community. There's been estimates that it may cost as much as $40,000 to rehabilitate that family once they get into that spiraling downhill and they start playing upon community resources to try to get rehabilitated and back on their feet. But if we're there on the front end to provide them just a small amount of assistance, you can avoid all that.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Ithi Agnihotri Mudholkar.